Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
David Vissa, the Titans and the Proteas. It sounds nice, eh? The Proteas. In the past, it was just Titans, eh?
That's nice, eh? Adding that little, you know, when you have your business card, you add a little doctor or MD or something on the side. It's nice, just buff it up a bit, yeah.
That's brilliant, man. What did it feel like when you got that call to play for the Proteas? I mean, that must have been something else. That wasn't voicemail, huh?
No, that was, that was shock, disbelief. I mean, I to be honest, I never thought I was actually that close to getting a spot. And I still remember, I know exactly how it happened. I mean, we were still training, doing our winter training, and our Titans coach, Rob Walter, just came to me and said, "Listen, how's your day been so far?" And I thought he was like maybe going to, have words with me because, not doing something. So I was like, "No, coach, it's been going good, just standard day doing what I got to do." It's like, okay, well, it's going to become a hell of a lot better now. So I'm like, "Why?" It's like, "No, you've been selected to go to Sri Lanka to play for the Proteas in the T20. And as he said that, I would love to have seen what my face looked like, because I think I just went white and blank and I didn't know what to say. I just thought, are you kidding me? Are you joking?
But also in the press, I mean, there was nothing really that you deserved to be there and that kind of thing. Maybe a little bit, I can't remember, but you read the newspapers as well. And were there any mentions or talk about you becoming a Protea at that stage? It gave you a bit of inspiration or whatever, because they can be tough on you, hey, the press, I'll tell you. So nothing of that, and then you got that call, or did you, in the press, that some journalists actually mention your name?
To be honest with you, I don't really pay much attention to the press or what they say. I mean, everyone's got their own opinion, and so you just take that with a pinch of salt. But in saying that, I actually can't remember leading up to that anything actually being said about me being there or being having a chance, anything like that. I think I just like flew under the radar and all of a sudden was there, and it was just unbelievable.
And then you had to start, and you played with most of those guys anyway. Then you got there. Who was the first person in the Proteas that came up and shook your hand and said, "Hey, welcome"?
Well, as soon as that announcement was made, Hashim Ambler, I hadn't met him ever. I don't know where he got my cell phone number from, but he was the first person to send me a text message just saying congratulations and, well deserved and all of that stuff. And then, as I got there, the coach met us, and Fuff and AB, known them from the Titans for a while. So, they were there. But, it stood out for me that Hash just somehow got my number and just, sent me a message.
It's amazing. He's such an he's a rock.
He's a phenomenal person.
But the vibe then, walking into that situation, that you must have been nervous. I'll be stupid not to say that, but you must have. I can imagine the adrenaline, because you already, because the whole of the country, not just the team, all of us, all your fans, all the supporters, they are going to expect you to do well. What went through your mind? I mean, how did you prepare for that kind of thing?
It was tough because, now I'm there in Sri Lanka, which is not the easiest place to tour in the first place. Conditions are, vastly different to over here. And I'm there and I'm trying to, keep the poker face and, make as if I'm not overwhelmed and, I deserve to be there, all that stuff. But, it's the duck on water. Inside you, your stomach's turning and I thought I had it under control. And, the night before I was chilled and I spoke to my fiance and I spoke to my folks. I was chilled and relaxed and that whole day chilled. But then, as we walked out, we had to go sing the national anthems, and then then the emotions, it just overwhelms you. And then, you realize that, okay, you're in the big leagues now, and, you just got to do your best, and, hopefully it turns out well for you.
Did it turn out well for you?
I remember I said that, you either have a good game or a bad game. I actually just had an average game. I didn't do anything bad. I didn't do anything well. Just, bowled my one over. I batted, made like two not out. I didn't get much chance in that game. But we ended up winning that game, which was, it was always special, that.
And the vibe, was the stadium full?
Yeah, it was. That was now an eye-opener. In Colombo, 30, 40,000 screaming West Indians with their little, their version of the Vuvuzela or whatever it is there. I remember going out to bat and, I walked in there and I was like, wow, okay, this is amazing. And then I got to, JP Duminy was there with me, and, he came to me and said, okay, just chill, relax, and don't bother trying to hear me call you, because you're not going to hear us call for a line. So just look at me and try and react. And then I was like, it's quite vocal out there.
And sweaty palms, when you put those gloves on and you walked out there. What I want to know is when you walked out there, you were focused on the game already. You knew, you know, you're going to face a bowl or whatever. But did you think of your parents or your life must have flashed past you as well? It's like, you know, I'm walking out here. It's taken me my whole life and I'm finally here, you know. Do you remember anything? Or was it sort of when you stood there with the bat, you're like, how did I get you? I just want to know, just, you know, it must be an amazing feeling.
You know, leading up to that, you know, I remember we batted first and went out and sang national anthems and then came back. And, you know, I was only batting at number 7. So, you know, you got time to sit in the change rooms and just reflect. And, you know, that's when I started, you know, thinking about, you know, all the sacrifices that my folks made for me, you know, to go, you know, sit next to the field. And, you know, I mean, my dad even started umpiring. My mom started scoring just, you know, to help out and everything. And, you know, then I started, you know, then the sweaty palms and everything started to kick in. And, you know, just like what it's meant to other people and, you know, the efforts that they've put in and all the support that I've had from, you know, my parents, my fiance, my brother, and just, you know, just everyone that's influenced my life with it. And, you know, that's when it really kicked in. But then as soon as I, you know, I walked out onto that field and to go bat, then it's just everything went blank and just started to focus on, you know, what I had to do.
Wow, brilliant. Are we going to play a little game after the next song? Oh, by the way, why did you ask me to play that Nate Dogg and Warren G? Sort of a bit of a hip-hop kind of vibe. Did you enjoy that kind of music as well? Because it was huge at a stage in this country and all over the world.
Yeah, I did. That was now, again, my older brother's influence. He really enjoyed that type of music. He still does. He, you know, remember, you know, Ja Rule and, you know, then, you know, Eminem started coming into it, but, you know, Tupac, Notorious, you know, those type of, you know, little underground rappers at Snoop Dogg, you know, they weren't big in the country, but if you were part of that scene, then they were massive. And, you know, that's where I learned about them. That's where, you know, I started to enjoy it and, you know, just had that little bonding, you know, brother bonding with it.
Okay, here we go. We're going to talk. I'm going to give you one word. And then you have to tell me what comes. The first thing that comes up in your mind. Okay. Eerste ding, né? It's easy.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Color.
Blue.
Why?
Titans.
There we go. Gee, that was quicker. You didn't even think about it. Yeah, we get quite a lot of answers in blue. Musicians or whatever. Yeah. Most of them black. They wear black, I suppose. Okay. Car.
Audi.
Have you got one?
We'd love one. Not yet.
but most of you guys have sponsored cars by now, hey?
Yeah, we do have sponsored cars. At the Titans, Lazarus Motors does sponsor some of the guys there. Fortunately, I'm one of them that do drive along with the sponsored car there.
Okay.
So they look after us nicely. They're very grateful for that.
And how do you feel about going out to a restaurant with your lovely fiance and then you leave your car there with your name on? And have they damaged your car? Have they, you know, it's a difficult, you forget that your car has got your name on there and it's a labeled, you know, you're an advert. So you're driving around and you keep, so you go, F you, middle finger. Oh dear, my name's on the car. Has that ever happened?
No, well, fortunately, my name isn't on the car. Oh, it's okay. Just the Unlimited Titans. It says Lazarus Motor sponsors Unlimited Titans. So I haven't had that yet, but you do get people, you stop at a traffic light, then they look at the car, and they look at you, and then they try and make sense of who you actually are, and then they stare, and then they keep going. And so that was something you always have a little chuckle about. So
just wear a Lions rugby jersey, you'll be cool. If you're in Joburg.
No comment.
Okay, I know you don't have a lot of time. TV show.
How I Met Your Mother.
Brilliant. Movie.
A Knight's Tale, just because I watched it before I got you.
Oh, really? Okay. Movie star, your favorite?
What's his name? Hugh Grant.
Okay, brilliant. Yeah. Oh, he's a good movie star, that one. Very wealthy as well. Sport?
Cricket.
Okay. Thought you were going to say golf. We'll get there later on, because I know you've played golf with the very famous Robbie Cruz.
Robster.
He's the downfall of your career, that guy. I'm telling you now. Robster in the ochend, and I think he's fast asleep now. And then Brayton Ponser, you've played cricket with him. We're going to discuss that later. Golf. Best international band or artist, your favorite?
Green Day.
Green Day, there we go. South African band, artist?
Plum Circle.
They also grew up in...
Yep, from your, the neck of the woods there. Yep.
City or town, your favorite?
Paris.
Why?
City of Love. It's a beautiful place. Eiffel Tower's amazing. I enjoy the whole European culture also, and it's just a special place for me and my fiance. We've been there a few times, and, you know, always enjoyed it.
She's watching you. Are you a romantic kind of guy?
Not really, no. I'm usually part of the, you know, big gestures. So it's they don't happen often, but when they're there, it's like massive.
Okay. Do you still open the door?
I do.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jack Aran.